Bro, listen. This, it fucking sucks being your roommate, okay? You're a fucking faggot. You fucking refuse to shower all the time. You fucking, like, we don't even charge you for water. We don't even charge you for water, and you still don't even choose to shower, bro. It's too much. It stinks in here. It smells like shit in here. You smell like shit all the time, and everybody fucking talks about it. Like, the other day, we went to the post office, and bro, everyone was wearing fucking masks, and they still fucking pinch their nose over their fucking mask. You fucking reek, dude. Like, we go into a room, and everyone just turns around and stares at you. It's fucking nasty. It's embarrassing to be around you. You know, you need to, like, pay me back, because we have to keep on buying air fresheners for you, bro. Like, it's your fucking... It fucking reeks in here. I put air fresheners all around the room, and within a week, they're empty because you walk by and they fucking turn on. Like, bro, is there something wrong with you? Like, do I need to know? Well, I mean, bro, let's be honest. Like, you're watching porn right now and masturbating while I'm talking to you. That's fucking disgusting. You're fucking twisted. And also, all those little brown bottles, they don't go in recycling. You know, they say on there that they're flammable or some shit. So they go in the trash, first of all. And second, stop fucking smelling them around. Stop fucking smelling them right now. Stop it. Bro, stop. Stop. Ugh, fuck. Like, that's the thing. You make the fucking dumbest face when you fucking smell those things. I don't know why you fucking do it around me and fucking in public. It's so fucking weird. What was that? No, behind the curtain over there. What the fuck is this? You have like 10 screens set up. Bro, what is this? Is this why our electricity has been so high? Why does your whiteboard say anything for porn and porn addicted? Bro, I'm taking Psych 101, and one of the first things we covered was that porn addiction doesn't exist. Bro, you can't keep blaming this on yourself. You're just some fucking porn addicted little piggy at this point. Like, legit, we know that, like, bro, this is something you've done to yourself. Like, you can't blame porn. You can't blame anything else. You're the fucking addict for a fucking reason. Like, you're a worthless fucking stinky stoner fucking pig. And that's another thing. You need to stop fucking smoking weed. This is a non-smoking household. Like, you already smell like shit. Like, you look high as fuck right now. And honestly, I shouldn't have this conversation with you. But honestly, you're not even gonna listen if you weren't fucking baked. Like, honestly, you're making it hard to care about you at this point. Like, bro, our workout buddies are asking what happened to you. You used to be like a jock like us, but now you're just some like pathetic faggot. Like, I don't care how much porn you watch. It's just that you watch so much fucking gay fucking ass porn, and bro, it's still playing. Can you please turn it off? No? Okay, well then guess what, bro? I don't care. Like, you know what? Just smell your fucking weird ass bottles. Just get more addicted to porn. Get more addicted to like paying men to tell you to fucking touch yourself and shit. I don't give a fuck anymore, bro. Like, that's the thing. Like, we're finally at the point where like I just want you to fucking get worse at this point, honestly, so that way everyone will fucking see what I'm seeing. Like, it sucks being your roommate. It sucks being a roommate with someone who prefers to be called faggot. You even fucking went to the fucking office and tried to get your ID changed to faggot gooner. Like, what the fuck, dude? And the fucking school doesn't even bat an eye. Like, at this point, just become worse. Like, just fucking get more addicted. Why not? Because, like, I'm tired of seeing you pretend. I'm tired of people acting like I'm the fucking one who's nuts when it's fucking you. When you're the fucking porn-addicted lunatic over here just fucking still touching himself and still huffing poppers while I'm talking to him. Like, bro, I'm fucking yelling at you and you're still fucking taking poppers. Like, I just want new roommates at this point. I want someone who wears clothes, takes showers. Boxers don't count as clothes, bro. Wears clothes, takes showers, and doesn't fucking sniff that weird ass bottle all the time. And like, and that's another thing. I can't even have people over. I can't even have people over because you're over here blasting porn all the fucking time. It's so fucking disgusting. The neighbors lodge so much fucking complaints, and you were lucky that they all moved out, because if they caught wind of what I've seen you do when no one's around, unbelievable.
yes, we've all seen the videos because you fucking posted them on YouTube. You're walking down the street naked and ejaculating. That's, you're so fucking, you're, that's the thing. You fucking are disgusting. You're a degenerate, and I want a new roommate. That's it. Like, I want new roommates right now, and I can't do anything about it because you're on a fucking year-long lease. What the fuck? Like, bro, we've tried everything we could to do to help you, you know? Like, all our gym buddies, like, encourage you to work out again. You go into the gym and you just masturbate the whole time. And, bro, and then after that, like, we got you into a support group. And then you ended up converting a bunch of other people into fucking losers like you. It's, you're fucking out of control at this point. And it's a really bad influence on all of the people around you that are trying to be good, upstanding people, trying to be productive members of society. But no, not you, huh? Do you think you're just like some fucking exception? Like, bro, like, the rules apply to you too. You do realize that, right? Like, you have to do manners. You have to be a good person. But no, not for you. You're just a fucking masturbator, huh? Like, at least get a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something. Instead of inviting guys over here for circle jerks, you invited 20 guys over here for circle jerks. One of these days, you're going to regret all the time you wasted on porn. Okay, bro? Like, straight up, I can fucking see it. You're gonna fucking hit your fucking midlife crisis. You're gonna look back on this and be like, remember when I was jerking off and when my roommate was fucking yelling at me? That was a fucking waste of time. You're fucking pathetic. You're fucking wimp. You're gonna look back and realize you have no fucking marketable skills because you fucking spent your entire time masturbating. You're gonna look back and see that you fucking wasted all this time on porn, on all this fucking sex and all this shit. You're gonna be like, I'm a fucking loser, I'm a fucking little faggot. And like, listen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying my best to help you, but I think you're too far gone, bro. Like, you clearly have just given everything up. You're clearly, like, this is some, like, coping mechanism that you have. But, like, aren't coping mechanisms supposed to make your life better? Like, aren't they, like, bro, what is this? You're making your life fucking worse just masturbating to porn and just obsessing over porn all the fucking time. It's, like, bro, it's fucking upsetting. It's fucking sad, pathetic. Like, bro, whatever you fucking do, just do not renew your fucking lease. Just please, bro. That's all I'm asking. Because if you do, I'm fucking coming back here and I'm fucking yelling at you again. Like, if you want to masturbate your life away, that's your thing. You know, just leave me out of it. Just go to an arcade or something. Go to, like, a sex shop. Go buy some porn mags. Like, decrease our fucking energy bill. That's all I came in here to say. But you're just in here masturbating and huffing like usual. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. You're disgusting. That's it. Fucking loser. God, fucking pathetic, fucking piece of shit. My friends are coming over for pizza, so please at least wear a shirt. If you come in wearing a thong again, I swear I'm throwing your faggot ass into the pool. And you can fucking deal with that. Either that or just stay in your room, okay? Now, just go back to jerking off or whatever.